Restaurant Equipment Paradise.
Yeah, hi, is Kenan, please?
May I ask what it's regarding, sir?
It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, it's not a sales call. I'm working with the customer first.
Can you just hold on one moment?
Sure.
And your first name one more time was?
Ruben.
Ruben, thank you.
Ken, can I help you?
Hey, Ken, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. Good.
Hey, I just got off the phone with Shannon. So apparently they're, just, you know, and I'm working as hard as possible here. I know that I'm not trying to delay your funding. The only things we need are the insurance and the title. We're already taking care of the insurance. We're working on it. I guess they just stood at the line at the DMV for 2 hours, and we're kind of, I can't believe this. They were told by the DMV that, and it's not your problem, that they have to mail in the title, and it takes 2 months to process, which is, you know, ridiculous. My title person gets in about 30 minutes. I'm going to speak to them once they get in to see what else we can do to solve this issue and get you paid. I'm also going to encourage, you know, not encourage, but tell Shannon, since you need some money to start, they can always give you funding, and we can figure out this as we move along. But I'm just going to talk to my titling person because the DMV, I guess, just is absolutely no help right now.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this issue, so it's news to me, but...
They say 2 months, but it usually comes in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but the problem is that they can't show us. All we need is a receipt to show that we're the lien holder, and they won't even give the receipt. They mail it into them. So there's no way to show it actually what the lien holder information is. So that's the issue, and that's what we need to release funding. So I'm following up with the customer. I'm going to work on figuring this out. I just want to let you know I'm making it a top priority. I have to go to one of my close friend's daughter's graduation today. You can call me on my cell phone. I'll just won't be in the office from about your time, about 11:30 to about...
Yeah, I really don't have to call you. I'm just waiting for them to get, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to cancel the carpenter again today. He was coming at noon to start, so I'll just have him wait.
Yeah, and you might honestly, I mean, this is just between us girls, but you might want to reach out to them and say, hey, look, while we're waiting on funding, I can't start until I have some money. So if you guys want to give me some money in the meantime to get this
rolling.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't have it. The generator's $18,000, you know, for me to order them. It's not going to happen, you know.
They should have some additional capital.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because as part of the transaction, I refi their working capital. That was the whole issue.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that or no?
I knew they were doing it, but I didn't know it was already done.
Yeah, that's because if I didn't give them the capital, the person who held their title wouldn't release their money. That's why it's, yeah, but they've got some capital, I'm sure, to make, you know, they've got some capital. They do. So let me work on this, and I just want to let you know I'm sorry for the delay, but I'm working as hard as possible to solve this issue.
I know you are. All right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Take care.